Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Troubled! Why in the world were they troubled? Wise men had come from the east, and they ask about a little baby, and a whole city is trembling and troubled because of a little baby. Why? Had they not heard that this baby was born? Actually, they probably hadn't. Well, did the shepherds not say anything? Well, they probably did, but no one would have believed them. And now, wise men come from the east, and they come with a very definite message. They're looking for a little baby. Where is he? We've seen a star. He's born, and he's the king. Oh, trouble. Mr. Herod, trouble for you. Hey, by the way, did you see the attitude that these wise men have? They're looking for Jesus. They're not going to let anything get in their way. Where is he born? Has he been born? No, where? Where has he been born? And no one in Jerusalem seems to have heard about Jesus. And the king, King Herod, doesn't know where he is. And the people don't know where he is. And so they send for the religious leaders. And of course, the religious leaders, they just say, oh, where's it going to be? Well, the Messiah? Oh, yeah, that's easy. Bethlehem. Now notice the apathy of the people in Jerusalem, and notice the lack of interest in God, in Christ. Where is he born? In Bethlehem. Do you know what? Let's take the first bus to Bethlehem. Let's take the first donkey ride to Bethlehem. Anything. Let's get to Bethlehem and worship him. No. No one was interested in worshiping him. Notice their apathy. You know, these religious men knew where he was going to be born, but they're apathetic about it. They should have been leading the vanguard, leading the charge to Bethlehem to find the young baby. But maybe these are the very same people, these religious leaders, these men who will 30 years later confront Jesus. And this time it won't be with apathy. It'll be as enemies. And there's a warning for you, and there's a warning for me. The first step to becoming an enemy of Jesus is to be apathetic concerning him. Oh, Brother McKee, I love him. I'm not apathetic. Oh, yeah? How's your prayer life? How's your life in the Word of God? Do you have an appetite for the Word, or are you apathetic about the Word? Listen to me, my friend. You may well be on your way to being his enemy. And that's the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.